Good afternoon as we welcome you back to State Track in Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks with this State Track update brought to you by Reesburg Audio and Detailing, Arcadia Limestone, Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, and Jeff Dettlinger of Farm Bureau. The boys 1A shuttle hurdle and the boys 2A shuttle hurdle just wrapped up a moment ago. And for the Audubon Wheelers of Jackson Jensen, Tyler Reboff, Skyler Schultes, and Nolan Smith, they put up their season's best time today. First time all season they have broken the 1 minute mark. They finish at 59.57, fourth in their heat, fourth overall, and they finished top eight for the fourth year in a row down at state in the shuttle hurdle. And for the Kemper Knights, they also put up their season's best time. They ran a 59.91 on Thursday. Today they run a 59.73, good for third in section two, fourth overall. That's Truman Hawkap, Parker Bating, Miles Ruppiper, and Isaac Baumover. Again, the Kemper Knights and the Audubon Wheelers both finishing fourth in their respective 1A and 2A shuttle hurdle event here just a few moments ago. A little bit earlier on, late in the morning, in the boys' 800 meters, Spencer Moon and Chase McAllister both competed in the 2A boys' 800-meter run. And Chase McAllister picked up a second-place finish with a 156.51. Spencer Moon was 21st with a 203.04. Coming up after 1 o'clock or so, we will have the girls' 1A and 2A 100-meter hurdles. Leslie Luft of Arweva will run for the 1A, and Hannah Earlbeck of Kemper will run in Class 2A. Again, that's coming up after 1 o'clock here this afternoon down at Drake Stadium. Then the last two events of the day will be Nolan Smith of Audubon running around 1:15 in the boys' 1A 110-meter hurdles. And then wrapping up this afternoon will be Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun at 2:15 today in the boys' 2A 1600-meter run. But again, latest update I have for you from Drake Stadium is Audubon and Kemper picking up fourth place finishes in Class 1A and 2A shuttle hurdle for the boys. Again, Audubon, they run a 59.57, first time cracking a minute this season. And for Kemper, they put up their season's best time as well at 59.73. This update brought to you by WCI Basement Repair, Crawford County Memorial Hospital, DR Electric, and Holly Insurance. I'm Nick Brinks on KKRL, KIC 106.7 and 1380 KCIM. All of the updates and interviews from today can be found under sports at 1380kcim.com.